Thanks again for joining me here at PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com. And as we continue our July 2024 blog, So Many Versions is the title of the new book, not found in your so-called Christian bookstore. Ask your pastor why it's not there. Have you done that? We'll be going through this book, why don't you ask the Christian bookstore owner why it's not there either? How about that? We will be going through this book, which brings to light so many versions of the Bible. How do these versions stack up to God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible, which they never mention in this book, the Blaney text. It is always the 1611 translation. Here's what the author Saki Kubo and Walter Speck say in chapter 1, titled Early Modern Speech Versions, page 26. In the 16th century, William Tyndale risked his life to translate the scriptures and died as a martyr in 1538. What was it that inspired him to undertake such a dangerous and daring work? Tyndale said, "Which thing only moved me to translate the New Testament, because I had perceived by experience how that it is impossible to establish the lay people in any truth, except the scripture were plainly laid before their eyes in their mother tongue, that they might see the processing of the text." Later on, page 26, they fall for the devil's lie. Unfortunately, the very version prefaced by these noble words, the King James Version 1611, is no longer speaking their language of the common man. To the average man of today, the language of the King James Version seems strange and foreign. There is therefore danger that the Bible may seem to modern man to be something out of date and irrelevant. This has been recognized now for nearly a century. Hence, toward the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century, a movement arose calling for translations of the Bible in modern English. And by the way, that's the 1769. Duh! Take note that this book puts scholarship first. They don't believe the words on the page. That's how you know it's scholarship. They refer to the originals. There are no originals on the face of the planet. So that's how you know it's scholarship. And they attack the so-called archaic words, the King James Bible. For that matter, they attack God's perfect words. Okay? So as we continue through the Philip translation, one would appreciate, and this is page 71, one would appreciate Philip's more. Now they're saying to appreciate the Phillips translation more than that of the King James Bible. If you missed my first blog last week for July, that's what they said, okay? One would appreciate Phillips more if comparison were made throughout the King James Version. Some exceptionally good translations of Phillips are the following. So Matthew 5:5, happy are those who claim nothing, for the whole earth will belong to them. Happy. Okay, Matthew 5:5. So they're saying Matthew 5:5 is a better rendering than the King James Bible, God's perfect words. So what does it say in Matthew 5:5 in the King James Bible? Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So definitely Phillips is way better, right? Happy are those who claim nothing, for the whole earth will belong to them. How about Matthew 7:29 in the Phillips? I'm sure it's way better. You ready? For his words had the ring of authority. That's what the Phillips says. Here's what it says in God's perfect words. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Oh gosh, are there a few words missing? And then how about Romans 3:20 in the Phillips? Oh, this should be good. How about it? This is a better rendering, you guys, than the King James Bible, God's perfect words. Romans 3:20. No man can justify, and this is the Phillips. No man can justify himself before God by a perfect performance of the law's demands. Indeed, it is the straight edge of the law that shows us how crooked we are. And this is what it says in God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, There shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. And that's why when these people preach and teach and they're using a new translation, they don't know that God and his word says that the law is knowledge of sin now. And that's why they still keep you under the law, because the new translations are not clear that no flesh will be justified under the law. Why? Because there is no law today. We are not under the law. We are under grace. But you're not going to get that clarity in the Phillips. More next week.